Once upon a time, there was a king. And the king was traveling through his kingdom, and he came upon an old beggar carrying a bowl. "What can I do to help you, old man?" the king said. "There's nothing you can do for me, sire," the old man said. "What do you mean? I am a king. I possess unlimited power and wealth. I can fulfill the desire of anyone." The beggar warned the king, "Think twice before you promise anything, sire. I will fulfill any request you make," the king said. So the beggar took him at his word, and he said, "Well, can you fill my bowl with something?" "Of course," the king said, somewhat amused at the beggar's doubting of his royal power. So the king called over one of his servants, and he ordered that the beggar's bowl be filled with gold. But the coins quickly disappeared in the bowl. So the king ordered more gold to be poured into the bowl, but the bowl of the beggar remained empty. And a third time, the king ordered all of the gold of his kingdom, all of his treasure, to be brought and to be poured into the beggar's bowl. Now at this moment, all of the king's counselors pleaded with him to stop. But the king insisted, "If I must lose my kingdom, so be it. But I cannot be defeated by this old beggar." So diamonds, pearls, and emeralds, the king's treasury was now empty. But the beggar's bowl seemed to be bottomless. Everything the king put into the bowl, everything immediately disappeared, gone forever. Now a poor man himself, the king dropped to his knees before the beggar, and he admitted defeat. "Tell me, sir," the king asked, "what is the bowl made of that it swallows up such wealth?" The beggar replied, "It is made up of human desire." And the beggar suddenly disappeared, leaving the empty bowl at the knees of the now impoverished king. Both of the figures in this story have something to teach us about ourselves, especially in a season of want and desire. The beggar warned the king, "Be very cautious, think twice about what it is you will promise." That you promise anything? Reminding us that we all have insatiable appetites. It's how we're hardwired as human beings. We're all hungry all the time for something. Not just food. We're hungry for something. And that hunger is like the bottomless bowl of the beggar. It's insatiable. It never gets fed totally. There will always be a vacuum. No matter how much we put into the bowl, there will always be an empty space. And every one of us has a hunger that surfaces to the top. And sometimes those hungers are unmanageable and out of control. And we know what they are. But that hunger will never be satiated. The king, in turn, teaches us something. He learns himself that desires centered in wealth are never fully satisfied. Things that will pass away, like power and celebrity, his need to control the beggar's life, the beggar's desire. Boy, that's a shot between the eyes. How often we want to control our life. We want to be in control. We want to be in control of other people's lives. You should do this. You should do it this way. You need to do that. Whatever it is. Sometimes we'll go to any length. We'll even deplete our own wealth of resources. And not just in a finite way, not just financially. We'll deplete our own emotional and spiritual health sometimes at the possibility that we could control something or someone. Those two figures bring us to our core as human beings. And in this season of desire and season of want, you know, it's easy to get caught up again in all that's out there, reminding us that this is what we want, this is what we desire, this is what we need. And it sometimes controls us. But there's a bottomless bowl that only the Lord can fill. And the bottomless bowl of not the beggar, but of each one of us is certainly one that can be satiated by the one who comes in this Advent season. The one who came at Christmas, who we look forward at the end of time to come again to fulfill all of our desires. John the Baptizer prophesied about this one. The one who came to invite us to embrace light, not just bling. The one who came to invite us to seek love, not just popularity. The one who came to secure happiness for us, not just diversion. The one who came to invite us to offer the gift of ourselves, not just wrapped presents. Isaiah, the prophet, reminds us in that first passage that the way we give the gift of ourselves is the way the anointed gave the gift of himself. Jesus himself came to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to prisoners, and to announce a year of favor from the Lord, to act in the ways of justice and peace in the world. We stand in the center, the very center of Advent, on the pink Sunday of Advent, reminding us that we need to be joyful in our preparation. As we bring forth the bowls of our lives to the altar today, we ask God to fill us up, to give us joy, true joy, in the persons of who we are, in the creations that God has made of each and every one of us, to go about doing what the Anointed One did, because we too are anointed. We ask God to fill our hearts and our spirits with the never-ending joy of God's compassion and peace, with God's healing and wisdom, and to shine the light into the bottomless bowl of our lives, to lighten and enlighten each and every one of us in the ways of the Lord.